Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the weather today was quite pleasant. Cool breezes in Jerusalem made for a comfortable day. Tel Aviv enjoyed a sunny afternoon, while Haifa saw mild temperatures with a gentle cloud cover. As the night unfolds, expect a warm evening across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier this hour, Israel Hayom reported Lebanon's prime minister criticized Hezbollah, calling them the biggest assistant to Israel. This in response to accusations from Hezbollah's secretary general. Also, in a sharp confrontation between Knesset members, Lezimi and Milvitsky clashed over Jewish terror. Israel Hayom covered this just 18 minutes ago. Also this hour, the U.S. Treasury Secretary suggested that a deal with Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz could be finalized by Wednesday. This comes from the Times of Israel. Separately, Ynet reported earlier today that Iranian lawmakers Ebrahim Rezai and Mahmoud Nabavian lost key posts after opposing U.S. talks. And finally, the Jerusalem Post cautions against making it harder for Israelis abroad to vote, arguing that they should return for elections just as they do for military service. Here's what people are saying online. Richard Kemp, a commentator, praised an entertainment figure for standing up for Jews, posting just minutes ago. Open source intelligence analyst Osint 613 noted that an announcement on the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz might come soon, based on a report from Al Arabiya. Einav Avizemer, an Israeli writer, shared that a mass funeral in Gaza was held for 112 members of two families, criticizing the ideology that led to such a tragedy. Now for more on those stories, starting with Lebanon's prime minister and Hezbollah. Nawaf Salam strongly criticized Hezbollah's actions, suggesting they have dragged Lebanon into a precarious position. This response came after Hezbollah accused Salam of aiding Israel. The situation adds further strain to Lebanon's domestic landscape. Turning to the U.S.-Iran negotiations, the Times of Israel highlighted that a deal could see Iran gain significant control over the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. sources indicate that nearly all long-range precision weapons have been used. The agreement could shift regional power dynamics. Meanwhile, in Iran, two senior lawmakers were ousted from a parliamentary committee. Ynet reported their removal followed their vocal opposition to talks with the U.S. This internal political shift may affect Iran's approach to international negotiations. In financial news, first, Walla Business reports that a Jerusalem man feigned being a yeshiva student to avoid alimony payments. His deception was uncovered, leading to significant legal trouble. Separately, CTEC reveals that Quant Health, an Israeli startup, raised $45 million in Series B funding. Their AI technology aims to revolutionize clinical trials by simulating decisions before patient enrollment. And finally, Israel Hayom Business covered the latest average salary data for May 2026. The Central Bureau of Statistics noted a 6.6% increase, reflecting both nominal and real wage growth. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.